Okay, the Parshas Ki Seitzei say, so the Pasuk says in Parakhav Beis, very simply, G'dilim ta'as alach, you should make strings for you, al arba konfos kesusecha asher techaseba, on the clothing that you put on, you should put tzitzis on. This is one of the Pesukim in the Torah that reference the mitzvah of tzitzis. With that introduction, what I really want to talk about is something regarding talis. It's tangential, I guess, connected to the pasuk. I really want to talk about the mitzvah of wearing a talis, and specifically the idea of covering one's head with a talis during davening. And where does it come from? Why do we cover our head with a talis? Should we cover our head with a talis all davening, part of davening? What are the different customs? And I'd like to take a look at that with some very, very interesting sources for the rest of the time. So the first time it's really mentioned is in the Torah. The Torah in Simen Ches, the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis. So the Torah says, "Umechasa rosho shloya begili rosh." A person should cover their head so that their head should not be exposed, should not be uncovered. Now, we're not talking. The only thing we're talking about tonight is covering that. We're not talking about if you're married, if you're not married, or any other thing like that. We're just discussing this idea: if a person does cover that with a talis, and should they? So that's what the Torah begins to quote. So the Beis Yosef here, and the Torah immediately picks up. And he is very bothered by what the Torah is coming to add. So he says, "Gamza midivrei bala itzer." He's quoting here from the Balha Itzer. "V'nira delav lemeimra shichas arosho kadesh lo yeh begili arosh legamra." He's not telling you that you should cover your head with a talis because your head was completely exposed. "She'ein zeh me'inyan mitzvah tzitzis." Because why would he teach you that in Hilchos Tzitzis? That should be a halacha by wearing a yarmulke. What does that have to do with tzitzis? So, oh, deheich halach lasos tzrachav, litol yadav begili arosh, what, all morning before you got to shul, you were walking around and not had your head covered? Elahainu lomar shafa pisha rosha mechusa derech tzenuim, lahatil sudar. Rather, he's talking about this idea that your head should be covered like the tzenuim, the very special people, to put something on their head, o talis, al roshon, kizisa bishile perakam kedushin. In Maseches Kedushin Chavtes on the Beis, so Mishtabeach le Rav Chistel Rav Huna, so someone was praising another rabbi, the Rav Hamnuna, to Adam Godel, who's saying this rabbi was a very big Talmid Chacham. Somer le l'chashiyavu liadcha haviyu liadi, when you tell me when this, so the person who was hearing all these praises said, oh, when this big Talmid Chacham comes to you, you know, send it to me, I want to give him the feher, I want to test him to see if he's such a Talmid Chacham. So Asa Chazes lo parasidra, he came to this rabbi, and the rabbi saw this supposed very big, very chashuv person, his head wasn't covered with the sudra, with the normal rabbinic garb. So Amar Lei, my time alo prisa sudra. Hey, mister, how come your head's not covered with the talus over your head? So Amar Lei, delo nesivna. He said, because I'm not married. Uperish Rashi, delo paras sudra kederach hanesuin. He didn't have the talus over his head like people who are married. Sharegilin lechasas rosham, who would normally cover their head. Akam l'shono, that is the end of the Gemara in Kedushin. So it can't be that in the times of the Gemara, the single guys were walking around with their head uncovered. There must have been something else going on. They must have been wearing a yarmulke or something. So that's number one. The first is because it can't be that someone was wearing a yarmulke. So he says the second thing is that the point of covering your head with a talus is machnias halev ha'adam, to make a person humble, to have something over their head, to make them a little bit more serious. Umavilu de yira shemayim, to have fear of heaven. Ketisa b'sof masachas Shabbos, says something like this in masachas Shabbos, kufnin vav mabez, de amra le ema de Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, siro shacha ki heichid, de tahave alach ay mersa de shemayim, cover your head if you want to have yira shemayim. That's what the Gemara says. Lekach, kasov shichasa rosha b'talisa. Therefore the Torah says, cover your head with a talis. Kadei shalo yehe begili arosh, so it should not be uncovered. So that it's not just that you have just a yarmulke on, you should have something else on top of the yarmulke. That's what the Beis Yosef understands what's going on here. It's pasha that you're wearing a yarmulke, and on top of the yarmulke, you're going to cover your head with a talis. And this is the best way to fill the mitzvah of tzitzis, to have the head covered with the talus over the head. That's the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef, the best way to cover it. And therefore, he says, this is why you cover it. You don't have to cover it with the talus, but the assumption is you're doing it because have some sort of Yirat Shamayim during your davening. That seems to be straightforward understanding. Clear? Great. Okay. This is not just the opinion of the Beis Yosef. It's also the opinion of the Radvaz and Chelek Aleph, Simon Shin Mem Gimel, also independently of the Beis Yosef, saying a similar idea that the head should be covered with a talus as some form of Yirat Shamayim. The Bach. So we're going to keep it to a talus now, but it could be if someone wears a hat, perhaps this fits into the same idea. Oh, well, you mean a yarmulke on top of the yarmulke?
No, well, because we mentioned double covering.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about like you have like two things in yarmulke. We're not talking about that. We're talking about there should be a yarmulke, and on top of that, to instill Yirat Shamayim, there should be some other...
Certain people wear hats, I'm not sure why, you know.
But Yakis, they do wear a hat, even with a talus, correct. So the Bach, there in the tour, he mimics this, and just pay attention to what he says. We're going to come back to this later. Kishen olav tal shal mitzvah nira. Dahainu lomar sharoshu yehem mechusa v'tal shal mitzvah. The tour wants you to have your head covered with the tal shal mitzvah. Kol shah shlo yeh rega begalia rosh kozman shal talas alav. You should not have a moment where your head is not covered with the talus, says the Bach, as long as you are wearing the talus. The proper way to wear the talus all the time is to have your head covered with it. The kahu nihug hatsnuim, and this is how the tsnuim, the very chashuv people, dress, by having the talus over their head the entire time. This is cited by the Mishnah Brura here in Shulchan Aruch. It's cited by the Ketosha Shulchan, which is another with a later contemporary of the Mishnah Brura, as well, all citing the Bach. And again, the Mishnah Brura says this in Hilchos Shabbos, in Shin Aleph, in the Shabbos Yom Kotzadi, again saying that a similar idea that the context of Hilchos Shabbos, that l'chadchila, the head should be covered during tefillah with some sort of talus, something like that.
And then, Shabbos only?
This, assuming you're wearing a talus, if you're wearing a talus, this is how the talus should be worn. This is that's the assumption. Tznuim means the very important people, the people who are very. It does mean tznius, but we find by the Mishnayos and the Tosefta, tznuim means the people who go beyond, do extra, are careful, punctilious in their mitzvos. Okay, that is mahalach, what we call approach number one.
It's like we wear our talus like over our shoulders. That's one of the ways how we wear it. One of the other ways how we wear it is we have it over our head also. It's not like we put on our talus sometimes and we leave it without covering
correct.
Our head.
Correct. According to the Bach, it's all or nothing. It's right. Either all on
that's
or
how you wear
not.
A talus,
correct. 100%.
It's nothing to do with covering your head. It's nothing to do with it's a word in the talus, not in.
The talus should be worn in a way that it covers your head. That's how the proper way to wear a talus. That's how the Bach says. The Ramah and his Darkei Moshe. Right there by the Beis Yosef in the tour has a very, very different reading. Okay?
But one second.
Yeah,
sorry.
No
you
problem.
That, the Mishnah Brura, though, is brought, brings that down also.
Correct.
So we usually pass that
idea. Hold on to that. We're going to, exact point. We're going to address it later on at the end. Okay? So says the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, who we like to follow. Va'afki mitzvah l'shmol devrei Beis Yosef. And says the Ramah, even though it is a great mitzvah to listen to Beis Yosef, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. Just not right now. U'perishu mikal makom nirali. Shema shekosef ha-tur, that which the tour says, u'mechasa rosh u'kadei shlo yeh begili ha-rosh, that your head should not be exposed, hu kipshuto. No. You walked into shul and you weren't wearing a yarmulke. And therefore you need to cover your head with the talus because you weren't wearing a yarmulke. That's what happens. Ki below tzitzis ain isr leilech begilei rosh. If you're not wearing tzitzis, it's not usher to walk with your head uncovered. Rak midas chasidus. It's just a midas chasidus to wear a yarmulke. K'moshe kasavti l'al simen beis, as I explained above in simen beis, b'shem haram, v'lechein kasav de b'shas ativis tzitzis, tzorech l'ksos rosho. And therefore he says, if you're wearing your tzitzis, your head needs to be covered. But he says you're covering your head, not because it's some sort of midas chasidus, not because it's very from. You're covering your head because you weren't wearing a yarmulke. And therefore, if you weren't wearing a yarmulke, there's no reason to cover your head. Now, there's a famous comment of the Taz here, and here in Simen Ches, in the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz is cited by the Mishnah Brura in Simen Beis as well, that it's usher for a person to go out with their head uncover nowadays. Why? Because since the yarmulke, having your head covered is such an identifiable part of being a Jew, to walk without your head covered in the street would be b'chukosem lo seleichu, and it could be a possible issur d'oraisa to not go, to go with your head uncovered. And that knocks that out of the way, meaning don't walk away from here thinking that we should not wear yarmulkes out of the street. 100% we should. But the Darkei Moshe is saying in his time, okay, not everyone wore a yarmulke. You came to shul.
You know when that became a hundred?
What, to wear a yarmulke all the time?
Right.
By the time the Taz is, let's say, 100 years after the Ramah. So that's like the late 1600s, around that time. So that would seem to be the approach. Rav Moshe famously cites this when he does the first Jew in Igros Moshe that ever published is about wearing a yarmulke to work. And he discusses this Taz, and he dismisses it slightly, because he does matzir not wearing yarmulke to work, if necessary. But though in the times of the Darkei Moshe, it seems to be clear that they would go, some people would go without their head covered.
It stems with the Gemara in Kedushin that said, like Paras Sudra.
Okay,
that, even though he was a hush of a person.
Yeah.
Right. In other words, the concept of not wearing the yarmulke was clear.
Correct.
Even in the times of
the... Now clearly the Beis Yosef said that was... The Beis Yosef said that, you know, the single people must have been wearing something, but it seems to be, you know, there was different customs.
Also, I would never quote the Encyclopedia Judaica, but it just so happens to be. I did once, it was fascinating, they had this whole thing, if you want to look at the history of head coverings, you know, but to answer your question, when it became popular and why and all that, it's very fascinating.
Okay. Let's Well, let's just not everything. Well, we can't fit everything on the sheets. I try to fit everything on one or two sides of the sheets, but I'm going to say a lot more. So the next is the Zohar. The Zohar in Parshas Veschanan says that when a person is davening, he should cover his head and his eyes so he doesn't see the Shechina. That's the Zohar in Parshas Veschanan, and this is cited by the Taz in Siman Sadi Aleph, and by the Prima Gadim, who says this refers to the Tal Shel Mitzvah. When you're wearing Tal Shel Mitzvah, the Tal should come over your eyes. So whatever that means, you don't see the Shechina, but some sort of Kabbalistic idea during davening that the head should be covered with the talis. This is cited by the Mishmaru there in Siman Sadi Aleph, and the Arizal and the Shara Kavanos in the Inyan Tzitzis says that according to Kabbalah, the Tefillin Shel Rosh should be covered with the talis, completely covered with the talis. There's a bit of discussion exactly what the Arizal means, how much of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, but usually, you know, the Tefillin Shel Rosh are over here in the front, and the talis goes up until it. But that's not our concern right now. But again, we see definitely al pi Kabbalah, the head certainly should be covered during davening. The Leket Yosher was the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, right? The Trumas Hadeshen, one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, who the Ramah quotes constantly, right? And we know that his Sharas and Trumas are famous because nobody really asked him any questions. He just came up with the questions himself, and he wrote answers to them, and that's why the Trumas Hadeshen, the Gematria of Hadeshen 359, is how many questions that he wrote to himself. So it's the Trumas Hadeshen corresponds to the amount of questions that he had. So almost all the Trumas Hadeshen are quoted in Shulchan Aruch somewhere, and pretty much a large percentage of Minhag Ashkenaz is based on the Trumas Hadeshen. And there are other things we have from him based on his Talmud. This Talmud wrote a book called the Leket Yosher. So in Chelek Aleph, page 13, that's how we find things according to Leket Yosher, according to the page, the original printing. So he says that the Trumas Hadeshen would have his talis over his head as long as he was wearing his tefillin. If his tefillin were on, then he had his talis over his head. Now, I don't know about Shabbos, but this idea, you know, as long as he was, you know, in davening mode, tefillin on, talis on, over his head. The Elia Rabba comment is a Perush on the Levush. So the Elia Rabba cites an interesting sefer called the Edei Zahav. The Edei Zahav was written by Rav Menachem D. Lunzano, who lived around the time of Levush. He wrote tons and tons of Sfarim. He never published his comments on the tour, which where the Elia Rabba is about to quote from, but there was such a mesora of having his handwriting that people did quote from, and it was given, even though it's like someone found his notebook and they gave it a title. He didn't title his work the Edei Zahav. Someone found it and they title it the Edei Zahav because the Chida explains in the Shema Gedolim that the pasuk says Hamala Edei Zahav al levushchem. So since it's talking about the levush, that they put gold jewelry on the levush, so they titled his kisvayad the Edei Zahav based on the pasuk in Shmuel. So the Eliyahu Rabba quotes the Edei Zahav as saying that your head should be covered with a talus from the beginning of tefillah until the end. Just like the Bach said, if you're davening, talus over your head. No questions. And he says, one should not be like those people where the talus is on and it's thrown behind them on their shoulders. And he says, the Pasuk in Malachim says, this is in Malachim Aleph, it says, Vosi hishlachta acharei gavecha, that you threw me behind your back. Right? That's not the talus should not be thrown behind your back. The talus should be placed on your head. So again, we have a lot of mefarshim here, Alpi Kabbalah and Nistar, saying that for sure during davening, the talus should be on the person's head. The Od Yosef Chai says that on Shabbos and Yontif, when you don't wear tefillin, so you can take your talus off your head after Shmoneh Esrei, but at least it should be on until Shmoneh Esrei. That is clear. And then the Kesser Shem Tov. Kesser Shem Tov was written in London about, I don't know, a little bit over 100 years ago, collecting different minhagim of London and Amsterdam and Jews around that area. So he says that it was only the Chazanim who covered their head with a talus. Only on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah. But nobody else covered their head with a talus. It wasn't done. Only the Chazanim on those special times of the year. And perhaps the Baal Tokei on Rosh Hashanah as well. Maybe. And in Amsterdam, he says, the minhag was that only the rabbi and the dayanim covered their head during tefillah. And in Eretz Yisrael, they covered their head entirely during tefillah. So he quotes different minhagim in different places. And Devar Shmuel and Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel and the Chida in a number of places. So he says that covering the head with the talus depends on the minhag hamakom. You can't have any one single rule. It depends on the minhag hamakom.
Who covered their head in Eretz Yisrael?
Just said that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, he said, at that time, was that everybody covered their head. Okay. That was the minhag at that period in time. Rav Avadya Yosef discusses this in Yichav Adas, Chilkei Siman Aleph, and he seems to say that also properly lechatchila, that especially by Sfardim, especially in light of what the Beis Yosef said, the towel should be on the head all davening. That's what it seems to come out with. Now, other reasons why the towel should be covered with the head. So Rav Yitzchak Ritzabi is currently probably the most prominent Yemenite Taimani rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. He lives in Bnei Brak. He writes beautiful, beautiful tshuvos and beautiful, beautiful articles on all sorts of things. So he has shayos and tshuvos Olos Yitzchak. So in the Olos Yitzchak, Chelik Beis Simin Yud Beis, he gives another reason why your head should be covered during davening. He says because it helps you concentrate. It's like putting blinders on a horse, right? It helps you focus on what's in front of you. And he said, if you want to pay attention to what's going on, so put the talus over your head. You won't have to look to the right. You don't have to look to the left. And that'll take care of all your problems. And that's another great reason, he says, to keep you from getting distracted and looking around. He says, if it's very hot outside, there's no air conditioning, this is just a chumrah, you don't need to take it off. That doesn't mean you have to schwitz during davening if it's very hot. You have to be reasonable. This is a chumrah. This is not, and nothing here is really mi'ikar hadin.
What would you say to the following shahu, which was asked to me from a kid? He said his davening is not very meaningful to him, but he felt that if he would wear a talus, as a 15-year-old, he felt that he would get like enveloped with Yirah Shemayim. And I told him I could not answer him. He should ask his father. You know, and his father said, I'm not matved, even though it's not my matved, do it. If that's what will, you know, make you feel like your davening is better. And kash habis, the kid said that it did.
Okay, so it's reasonable. You know, you have to be careful not to, you don't want to stand out too much. You don't want to be so weird. But, you know, if it doesn't bother other people around him and everyone's comfortable with, then, you know, it's definitely a reasonable thing to do. Definitely not so crazy. Okay, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis.
So in that case, does he make a bracha on talus or make a bracha on tzitzis?
Here, he could make a bracha on talus. He'd be rewarded every single day. He could make a bracha on talus.
And there's not to make a bracha on tzitzis.
No, you could wait. You could wait.
Technically, you're supposed to wear a talus,
but it's true. Another share. So, So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yitzayim and Beis says that Hashem appeared before Moshe in a Nevuah, obviously, says the Marsha. Hashem didn't actually see Moshe. That would violate one of the Yigalikrim. He did not, Moshe didn't actually see Hashem, but he appeared to him in a Nevuah, says the Marsha, as a Shliach Tzibor. And with the Shliach Tzibor with a talus over his head. So the Aruch HaShulchan here, in the Halachos of the Chazan, over here he says, the top of the column, Kol Shatz Sarich Lamod Lifnei Ha'amud Ka'omed Lifnei HaMelech. Every Shliach Tzibor needs to stand before the Amud, like he's standing before the king. V'hatalus al Rosho V'lav al Tsefav. And the talus must be on his head as the Shliach Tzibor and not on his shoulders. This is cited by Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos in Tesvav Ches. And it's, I would say it is a kasha on not having your talus on your head during, if you're the Shliach Tzibor. Shliach Tzibor is a different status. You're supposed to mimic the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted. I would have to find me a source to say the Shliach Tzibor should not have his talus on his head during davening. I don't know. I don't know any way to read the Aruch HaShulchan or read the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Shliach Tzibor should have, ideally, the talus on his head when he davens for the Amud. That's the way it should be. Bringing a strong raya, that perhaps even at Maariv, even though Ming is not to have a talus, perhaps there's room to say that the Shliach Tzibor should have a talus because now he's mimicking Kadosh Baruch Hu. But what to be said about this minhag?
Are we saying for full davening or not today? Yeah.
What about what? No, the whole davening. That's what it seems to be. The whole davening. He's mimicking a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears in Shliach Tzibor with the talus on his head. The Shliach Tzibor should act that way, perhaps. Okay. Let's get now into the minhag. What's lamaisa? What do we do? What don't we do? Different approaches. So let's see. The first thing is a very fascinating source. Rav Yekusiel Kamelhar was a Talmud Chacham who lived in the 19th century. He is famous mostly for his biography of the Noda Behuda, where he includes all the crazy maislach of Noda Behuda and with him and the Baal Shem Tov and all these different interesting types of stories that we're not going to repeat right now. But he also had his hands in a little bit of everything. He had published a Torah journal called the Ohel Moed. And in 1899, in his Torah journal, he published what he said was a Ksav Yad, a manuscript that was found in the Beis Medrash of the Sadigur Rebbe. And the manuscript was said to go back to Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And it was signed by generations of Gaonim signing off on this manuscript. Okay, I bring you here the manuscript. Okay? Manuscript, let's see what he has to say. In the Kovitz Ohel Moed, in Tafresh Nun Tes, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai Yerushalayim Kibel Melyahu Hanavi. Achor Churban Abayis. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai Yerushalayim heard from Eliyahu Hanavi after the Churban Abayis. V'gila lo ben Koziva Eino Mashiach. And he told him that Bar Kochva is not going to be Mashiach. V'tsom l'chassos harosh patals v'beis haknesses v'shas ha'tfila. And everyone should, Vitziva, and he commanded to cover the head with a talus during davening. Meirosh ad sof, from the beginning of davening until the end. Vafilu biyamim tovim shehem yimei simcha. Even on Yom Tov, which are days of happiness, you'll see why that's important in a second. Visimana imlo ha'ala es Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. And how do I know? We have a hint somewhere in the Navi that imlo ha'ala es Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi, that Yerushalayim should be on my head. And therefore, by covering with my head, covering my head with the talus, it's reminding me of the Churban Abayis. And then he says, V'ein sarach lahasira talus me'al rosho klal. And you don't have to take off your talus from the head at all. V'ikr v'hamesir hatalus l'pamim. Person takes it off every once in a while. Dainu im ira shalo b'machshava. He's not paying attention. L'hifsid. It's not a big deal if you take off a talus every once in a while. V'mish'enu mechases rosho klal. The person who doesn't cover his head at all, B'socha tefillah, during davening, Nikra Givoni. We call him a Givoni. Who are the Givonim? The Givonim were the Jews, the Givonim were the people who lived around Eretz Yisrael who tried to sneak their way into the Jewish people and made a deal with Yahushua that he wouldn't destroy them. And Yahushua took the deal. They revealed themselves to be one of the nations of Eretz Yisrael that should have been defeated. And he made a promise he couldn't back out of, so they kind of became like the official wood choppers and water carriers of the Jewish people. They weren't really allowed to come into the Jewish people, but they were allowed to stick around. Okay, they were like the permanent hired help for like 1,000 years. So, what happened? Why is a person who doesn't cover his head a givoni? Mipnei shekodem hachorban, before the churban abayis, hayitzrichim givonim lechasos roshayam. All of the givonim needed to cover their heads, upneim, and their faces, b'shas ha'tfilah, during davening. V'afil im avar bein am kadosh, hayitzrichim lechasos roshayam. And even if they were with good people, they had to cover their head. Laharo shehem givonim. It was a sign to the rest of the people in the room that you are a givoni. Miyamos Yoshua ben Nun, from the times of Yoshua. V'shenecharev habayis pirku ha-givonim. What happened? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Jews lost their sovereignty. They had no control of the givonim. So they said, ah, you're not going to tell us what to do. Talos comes off the head. We are free. Leave us alone. Me'al roshem ve'asu shalo yichasu roshem. And they said, ah, we are regular Jews. We're going to mix in. You're not going to know. V'afilu b'shas ha-tzfila, k'dei shalo yakiru osam be-givonim. So that no one would know that they were the givonim. Because Shamati Ze Ani Yochanan ben Zakkai Yerushalayim. I, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai Yerushalayim, when I heard this, came b'shashi yashavti b'makom dirasi b'yavne. I heard, I was sitting in Yavne, karasi b'gdi, avinachis b'chol galos Yisrael, and I went throughout all of the Jewish exile, shichas roshem b'talas, told everyone, cover your heads with the talas, b'shas ha'tfila, v'mi shalo, mi she'enu mechasem, mitam haminag, avoseam, b'yadeam, givonikach. And the person who doesn't cover their head, must be a givoni. Kach matzasi kasub b'chsavim yishanim. This is what I found written in the old manuscripts. V'chasum v'sajagon v'paltiagon v'shar gaonim atakti sham ani Yosef Shildaki, whoever that was. And this is the ksav yad that was found in the Beis Medrash of the Sadigur Rebbe. Rav Menachem Kasher, we know from his Torah Shlema, the massive work on Torah Shbal Peh and his other Svarim. So he did a lot of other things besides that. He was a fine Ger Chassid. He lived in America for a while. His Tshuvos Divrei Menachem are famous because he supports and writes about having a Manhattan Eruv. And everyone else disagreed with him. But he was very big into having a Manhattan Eruv. And Divrei Menachem in Chelek Aleph, at the end of Simon Beis, so he's discussing the idea to have your head covered, in all types, uncovered, just going in the street, whatever it is. So says Rav Menachem Kasher, I saw this ksav yad, and it's utterly ridiculous. It's a forgery. If you take it against, he says, I know the writings of the Rishonim, the Gaonim, all the different periods, that was his expertise, the manuscripts, the whole thing is ridiculous. It was probably written like, 50 years ago, and he says, I found another forgery that came out of someone who lived by the Belzer Rebbe, who had a similar style, probably all comes to the same person, the whole thing is ridiculous, and this whole thing, Rav Yochanan Zakkai and the Givonim, probably never happened, L'chai v'lo nivra, and he says, it was a very nice story we just said, but he thinks the whole thing is a forgery, and it's not really quoted by anybody else, it's quoted in the sefer called the Ma'asef L'chol HaMachanos, which is a sefer that brings a lot of the tshuvos from the before the turn of the century. He quotes it, and I think Rav Menashe Klein quotes it in the tshuva, and they both seem to accept it, but I don't think anybody else accepts it, so therefore this caveat is thoroughly dismissed. So if someone does not cover their head, they are not givoni, and you should not scream in their face to get out of shul. Okay, very good. The next tshuva we want to discuss is from the Ber Moshe, the Deber Tzina Rav, in Chelek Hei Simen Beis. So the Deber Tzina Rav tells a fascinating story, which has absolutely nothing to do with what we want to talk about, but we'll tell the introduction. The story is as follows. He was the Rav in Deber Tzin, and a Chassidish Rav came for Shabbos, and when the Chassidish Rav came for Shabbos, now he took over the town and for Shabbos, and he was in charge. So the Chassidish Rebbe had the minhag that you don't say Pesukah Dezimah with the talis on. That was the minhag. And he honored, he was mechaved a Rav in the town to say Pesukah Dezimah on Shabbos morning, and the rabbi already put his talis on. So there's a whole discussion with the Ber Moshe here. Should he take his talis off if he put it on? Should he leave it on and go against what the Rebbe said by his minhag? Okay, we don't really care about that. What we do care about is what he has to say at the end of the tshuva about covering one head of the talis. Now, the Deber Tzina Rav is a fine Chassidish Rebbe. Okay, so let's see where he's coming from. Umikan atzadan al minhag garua shel America. Let me tell you about this disgusting custom in America, if I could even call it a minhag. The chalil lekaru minhag. Ela maisa garua. It's not even a minhag. It's just a terrible thing. There's not even a minhag. In the middle of davening, people take off the talus from their heads. And they put just like the talus rest on their shoulders. And they daven just with the yarmulke on their head. The shtei rosh osim. They're twice as bad. First of all, they're taking off the atifa from their head, the covering. Where's the derech eretz? You stand in front of your friend, just like you stand before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chavrusa kalpe shmaya chalila. To say that you can stand in front of Hashem this way without your head covered like that. Uvamata Ephraim, Kasser Sheneu, Nachon Klala, Alos, Latorim, and Biznefes. You can't just go get an Aliyah who's just your yarmulke on. Vaatzah Shezachisi, Lasap, and Sefer Nifla, Mugging Giborim. I saw the Mugging Giborim, which is written by Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson. So he says, Vizel Hashem B'Shem HaMe'iri, quoting the Me'iri. Ra'isi B'Beis HaKnesses, Yeshenhem Shemesirim HaSarval Me'alehem. Vakova Shibaroshem, Vinisharam the fun of Yisbarach, and people stand in shul before Hashem, Kasherheim, Omdim Bevesam, Bekova Katan. They stand before Hashem just with their yarmulke. Vaomim Zmiros Ubrachos, Vikriashma, Mishum Hachom, Ashein Derech Lamel Kain, Lifnei Gedolia Makom. I don't care if it's hot. It's not how you stand in front of Chashuv people. Bevadai Chatsufos Mikri. These people have chutzpah. Vaayin Tosas Yoma. And he says, Ayin Sham. V'teima gedola be'inai shemina garuaza. Now says the Devar Tzina Rav, I don't understand this minog. Shinitz Ravev Sham bein chasidim. And people who call themselves chasidim do this. V'arisa beis ha-medrash shemiksav mispalim came b'kova katan. Some people davening with a tiny hat. V'smameh lifnei rabam. Haya misbaishim lama lifnei melech macham lachim. They're embarrassed to stand before the King of Kings. Mechatsifim lasos ubevadai she'eno chasidim heim. These people call themselves chasidim, they're not chasidim. Matzavua ve'eno mechasidim harishonim. This is just in their color they're chasidim. But not the chasidim harishonim, ha'amitim, the real chasidim. Ve'ein kusha aleihem, aval ani tama al ha'ashkenazim. He says worse than the chasidim is the Ashkenazim. Shehayu mahadrim b'chol tokei v'oz lamod be'im v'yir beis haknesses kechassidim hamitim. We're talking about, you know, Yekis here. Eich shavku chassidosam. The Yekis, they throw away their chassidosh be'inyan zev v'kibu mina garua b'damerika. What happened to the Yekis? They knew how to daven properly, and now they throw everything away when they come to America. V'mitzvah l'takein mash'esh l'takein b'inyan zev. That's a mitzvah to fix this. Clearly he thinks he's fulfilling that mitzvah. Also quotes the Magen Gevurim in the Me'iri. V'ayim b'shuvas chayim shal v'shuv matzasi v'sefer taras yantif b'inyan zeh shemichtavo shal ha'agon Rav Margolios zatzal v'tim tzanachas. Okay, very good. He quotes the Radvaz and the Dvar Shmuel that we referenced before. So clearly, the Devar Tzina Rav is not a fan of people not wearing their talus all davening. Definitely does not approve of that. Okay. Another mahalach, according to modern day minog, is from the Soloveitchik family. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was brought down by the Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, and was born in Rav Shechter's Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaRav, where he quotes the Rav's minog and Rav Chaim's minog regarding the talus. And he has a very, very unique approach to what's going on with the talus. So says Rav Shechter here in the Nefesh HaRav. V'chein u'tfila ha'amida. So, t'chsiv, it says here in the Sefer that the Rav felt the head should be covered for all dvarim shebikdusha. Okay? He said the head should be covered for all dvarim shebikdusha. And he says this is actually based on a shita of the Gaonim. And he says that the Gaonim writes, it's not, I guess it was cut off here on the sheet a little bit, but the Gaonim, there's a Chuvas HaGaonim which says as follows, that when there's a machlokus between the Gaonim and the other Rishonim, when it comes to saying the Yigil Midos that we say by the Slichos Rosh Hashanah, is that a Davar Shebikdusha? that requires a minyan and everything that goes along with the Davar Shebekdusha, or is it not a Davar Shebekdusha? So the Gaonim are of the opinion that perhaps it is a Davar Shebekdusha. And they say, one of the Tshuvos HaGaonim says, what's the practical difference in the Davar Shebekdusha? If your head has to be covered with a talus. If you, it's a Davar Shebekdusha, so your head should be covered with a talus. And based on this, Rav Chaim and Rabbi Soloveitchik said that any Davar Shebekdusha, your head should be covered with a talus. That means Kaddish, Baruch Hu, okay? And then he adds here, he says, V'chein l'tfila hamida. And he says, also when you daven Shmon Esrei, your head should be covered with a talus. K'nechsev tfila liani kiyatov, that I go before Hashem like an ani. Achlamiras kriyashma. Now this is the unique part of Rabbi Soloveitchik's approach. When it comes to kriyashma, he says, Rav Chaim would take the talus off his head after Baruch Hu. Okay, most people we see do not do this, but this is what Rav Chaim would do. Maybe it's like a davar shebekdusha. Yalfinan mikra de belechtecha v'derech. That Shema is said belechtecha v'derech in any way you want. There's a certain sense of relaxing. Yes, it is kabbalah samach l'shemayim, but we are a little bit more relaxed when we present ourselves. We don't have to stand. We don't have to sit. We say Shema in any fashion that we want. And he cites a medrash that is cited by the Taz. The Taz cites a medrash in Vayikra that says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make Shema difficult for us. He doesn't make us cover our heads. That's what the medrash says. He doesn't make us cover our heads during Shema. So Rav Chaim said from here, Uminag Agra Chayilis Atik Betaliso Kodem Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Chaim would put the over the Taz on his head before Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'achach v'hasir atif me'al rosho. Then he would take it off. B'shach kriyashma. Ad shegiel le'amid, until he got to Shmon Esrei, and then he put the talus back on. V'nira shehikbit b'dafka shol yosum utaf b'shach kriyashma. And Rav Chaim followed this medrash, to have your head not covered during Shema. D'mikra d'b'lechtecha v'derech yalfinan, shelo hikbit v'lo etriach v'kadosh baruch aleinu v'kro es Shema. We're showing everyone that Hashem relaxes a little bit during Shema. By uncovering the talus, we're saying that Hashem is not going to be matriach us, He's not going to bother us, and therefore, in order to fulfill this medrash, so Rav Chaim would take the talus off specifically by Kriyat Shema. And therefore, we have another approach. So we have at one extreme, at one end, we have this idea that the talus is covered all of davening, like the Hasidim, the Bach, the Derutin Rav. We have this other idea from Rav Chaim and Rabbi Soloveitchik that just Dvarim Shebekdusha, that means every single time you say a Kaddish, even at the end of davening, the talus goes on your head, except for Kriyat Shema to take it off in order to fulfill this this medrash. Okay, now, the last, really what we call Torah source, before I get to a non-Torah source in a second, is what about the Yeshiva Sheminag? What's the Yeshiva Sheminag? Yeshiva Sheminag is, you put the talus on by your head by Baruch Hu, and it stays till after Shmon Esrei, and then you Yotzi Zayin, and that's it, and that's when you cover your head with the talus. So we have not seen that anywhere. So what's going on with that? So I can't bring you the tshuva, but what I do have is, I just didn't put it here on the sheets, is a letter written by Rav Shalom Shapiro. Rav Shalom Shapiro currently is, I think, the Mashkiach in Tells Cleveland. I think it's also Rosh Kollel in Tells. And he published a small svarim that I don't think many people have, but one of them is called Imre Shalom. And this is the Imre Shalom Chelek Dalet Simen Gimel. And the story he writes is as follows. And someone came to Davin and Tells, and they wrote him a letter saying, oh, what's wrong with this yeshiva? Don't they know what it says in Shulchan Aruch? You have to have your head covered all davening. What's with them taking their talus off? Not covered before Baruch Hu, they take it off after Shmona Esrei. What's going on with you people? So Rav Shalom Shapiro responds to this person who wrote the letter, and he just gives a beautiful explanation to what the minhag is and what the minhag is not. So first he says that, excuse me, sir, Rav Chaim Stein, Rosh Yeshiva Tells, is one of the Gedolei HaPoskim and Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva. I'm pretty sure he knows what he's talking about. So before you start calling off and telling people they don't know what they're doing, I'm pretty sure the Rosh Yeshiva Tells knows what he's doing. So please know, watch out how much you're going to be attacking my yeshiva. That's how he opens it up. And then he says as follows. He says that The minag in Lita, the minag in the yeshivas was to follow the Darkei Moshe and the Gra. You follow the Ramah and the Vilna Gaon. Now is the minag in yeshivas, who say that there's no chiyuv to cover your head. So don't come and tell me all davening, the Bach and all these things. The minag is to follow the Ramah and the Gra, and the Ramah and the Gra say there's no chiyuv. So the fact that we put it on at all is no good for us, because we didn't have to put it on in the first place. And then you're going to tell me, oh, the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Bach. The Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura. He says the Mishnah Brura is not koveh the halacha in the yeshivas unless we didn't have a minag. But if we had a minag in the yeshivas, then the Mishnah Brura does not change the minag we had. And the yeshivas had the minag to follow the Darkei Moshe and the Ramah, and the minag in the yeshivas was to put it on just by Baruch Hu until the end of Shemona Esrei. And therefore, it's very nice the Mishnah Brura quotes the Bach. But, okay, he can't come and trump what we were doing beforehand. And therefore, even though the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bach, it does not overrule and override the minhag we had. He then says that he goes on to explain that, so that's why we know that answering Amen by Habokh Rabban Yisrael B'Ahava, so the Ramah says you should answer Amen before Shema. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should say the last bracha together with the chazan. So you don't have to answer Amen. The minhag of the yeshivas is to follow the Darkei Moshe, to follow the Ramah, and to answer Amen, and to not say with the chazan. Again, the Mishnah Berurah is very nice, but it doesn't uproot the minhag that we have going on already. And he explains that this is the minhag to put the talis over the head after Baruch Hu, and it's based on the idea that by Shemona Esrei, we're considered Omer Lefnei HaMelech, and therefore we're preparing ourselves as a sign of Kavod to stand before Hashem. And then he explains something very interesting. He says, you find that in general, and I don't know if this to be true, but this is what he says, Hasidim follow the Bach. He says, the minhag by the Hasidim is to follow the Bach. And he says, this is why Hasidim have their talis over their head, all of davening, and if not a talis, the strimal. Right? We know by the Hasidim, by when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, they take the talis off, they put the strimal on, I don't know why, but this is what they do. Hasidim also follow the Bach. Many chassidim, when they put in the talis katan, they follow the Bach when they put two holes on the corner, like by a lot of Chabad. They have two holes on the corner of the tzitzis. So again, that's following the Bach. For whatever reason, he says, I don't know if this is consistently true, but chassidim, they follow the Bach. Okay? And that seems to be where the minhagim come down. Shalom Shapiro defends the minhag of the yeshivos. We have the opinion of Rabbi Soloveitchik on the other side, the minhag by the chassidim. At least for the Ashkenazim, at some point during davening, your head should be covered, at least by Shemona Esrei, and everything else, you know, is up to you. So I want to quote two, they're very similar sources, but just two, I don't even, sources. Whatever, yeah.
When we're saying Shemona Esrei, are we saying just
on
Shemona Esrei, or
also... Chazar Shatz? I don't know, I'd say both. Shemona Esrei and Chazar Shatz. I think that's a reasonable amount. Okay. In I have one source from 1887, and one from 1884. I guess we'll do the earliest. It's pretty much the same story. They just have two versions of who it's talking about. They're both from English newspapers. It was very popular, apparently, to write about Jewish people in the 1800s in England. Two newspapers. One that was called The Spectator, and the other, which was called The All Year Round, some sort of publication. It's actually written by Charles Dickens Jr., Charles Dickens' son, and who was the editor of the newspaper, and they quote the same, they're 3 years apart, the same shul, the same minhag, just the characters are different. Apparently, they both agree that the minhag in the shul in Posen was the part of Prussia that was really not really affected by the German reform, because they had very strong rabbanim for hundreds of years, and they were really not affected, and they stayed very, very frum, even well into the reform movement. And the most famous rabbi we know of Posen was Rabbi Kiva Eger. So in Rabbi Kiva Eger's shul, the minhag was to not cover the head with the talis, the basic nesa gazal in Posen. So we tell the following maisa, that by Rosh Hashanah, by Yom Kippur, the neshamos would come to the shul, to daven in the shul. And when the neshamos would come to the shul, whatever this means, it would get very, very packed inside. There's a lot of beings, inside the shul, and it got very, very warm and very, very hot, and people couldn't stand it. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger turned around, and he said, whoever here is dead, take off the talus. Sorry, whoever here is dead, leave your talus on. If you're alive, take the talus off your head. And all the people alive took the talus off their head, and the mason had the talis aman, and he said, Ero, all of you, get out of the shul. And he made the mason, the neshamos, leave the shul. And from then on, the minig was to differentiate between the chayim and the mason, the beis hakneset gadol, so the tal should be left off the head. And that was the minig in the shul in Posen for a long time. This other work, the all year round, they quoted pretty much a very similar maisa, but they have a different rav. They have Rav Yosef at Tzadik, who was the Rav in Posen a number of years before Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Similar mice, the same idea. Maybe it was just by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They didn't cover it with the talus. But I could not find any Torah source or Jewish source that confirms this fantastical story. But, it was, I don't know if it's a source or not, but at least if you die on the basic message in Posen, I don't know if it's still standing, you would know the minhag there as well. So that gives us the halachos of covering one's head during davening.